What's up, nerds? And welcome back to your weekly dose of all that is pop culture and nerdom with your three favorite fat nerds. That's right, it's time for the flagship Three Fat Nerds podcast, better known as 3FN. And as always, we are coming to you from the 8122 Production Studios at Dragon Master Games. I am your host, Rich. And joining me, as he does each and every week, on to the right of me, the man who is the savior of Binghamton in a hoodie. I'm talking about Ron.
What's happening?
And of course, the other participant in this room needs no introduction, yet he has the longest introduction in all of podcasting. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hashtag Big Natty Cool, hashtag Mad Dog Strong Style, hashtag Challenge Accepted, hashtag the leader of Diesel's Minnows, hashtag Diesel Malenko, because he's the man of 1,004 hashtags. He is your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster. He is the man, the myth, and the legend, rolled up into a trimmed, bearded ginger gentleman. I'm talking about Diesel.
We have the savior, Binghamton. And we have the guy that's been tricked by Binghamton's Marty Jannetty.
Well, do you consider that a savior moment? Because I feel like you were saved there. It released a whole bunch of questions that you already had. Yeah. And allowed you to roam free, my good child. Oh, man.
Sometimes, you know, you're just like, ooh. Oh, God damn it, Marty Jannetty. You got me again.
And you just smile. Never mind. We're not gonna rehash the
keep on driving.
Edward Norton stuff. So, anyways, with that being said, you know, we've had a long and tumultuous week. Yes, obviously, we're coming to you later in the week than normal because Mother Nature decided to drop some snow. Not horrible amounts, but enough that it does fuck up the roads and causes Ron to have to put on his cape, which caused us to be behind. And then, of course, it also caused me to shovel some snow and pull muscles in my back. That being said, that's why we're coming to you a little later, but that's okay. That's okay. But we gave you a ton of stuff this past weekend if you were watching twitch.tv/67podcast, because Friday night and Saturday, we streamed a lot of Kaldheim pre-release stuff on Magic Arena over there. Had a lot of fun, and we had some of our best views to date, so thank you guys if you were dropping in. If not, make sure you drop in and check those out. We were going to have a live stream on Tuesday. That's getting pushed back. We will be doing it this weekend, I do believe Saturday, but keep your eyes posted on the social medias, and if you don't already, make sure you're following us on twitch.tv/67podcast to get them alerts. Of course, those of you that already know, the wrestling show, 67 Podcast Presents the Wrestling Show, comes to you every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, we had a special this weekend because we Sunday we did Royal Rumble, the royalist of rumbles. We had a good time doing the live stream and commentary. We had a lot of people in chat. Ron was in chat. We had a bunch of other people. One of our more successful streams and our return to Royal Rumble was a lot of fun. We'll be talking about it this week on 607 TWS. So check that out. If you want to watch it live, you can do that over on twitch.tv/67podcast every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can also hear it podcast form right on this network. So there you go. Let's throw that right on in there. So there you go. We got all those out of the way. And we got a lot of plans. So just stay tuned. We got some UFC stuff coming up, some more wrestling stuff coming up, and of course, some more Magic the Gathering stuff as we'll be launching our YouTube channel as well. So thank you guys so much. And the content keeps on rolling, Diesel. We can't play rolling because somebody will sue my ass. So with that being said, though, let's get the rest of our favorite plugs in. If you guys want to talk to us about anything we talk about on the show today, or just find out about all the things we have going on, because the best way to do that is our social medias, then check us out. We are Three Fat Nerds Podcast on Facebook. Like and share that page. We're at Three Fat Nerds Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you use that hashtag 3FN whenever talking about the show. Also, you can get all of the information, including the Twitch information I already gave you, at our very public website, 8122productions.com. There you can find out about what we're doing as a whole, including Horror Zone 607. By the way, if you're a horror fan, you should probably be listening to Horror Zone. We just celebrated our 100th episode. So we had our 100th episode extravaganza. That is out right now. It was a lot of fun, and we reviewed Friday the 13th, the original one, as well as talked about some origin stories of Horror Zone. So we have much, much more coming to you guys. It's good shit, such good shit, as Vince McMahon would say. Also, you can check us out if you would like to support us monetarily. Hit us up on Patreon, patreon.com/8122productions. Over there, for as little as $1 a month, you get a ton of extra bonus content, including two bonus shows, of course. One is I Love Movies. Ron discusses movies he loves, movies he hates, movies he loves to hate, movie he loves, movie people hate that he loves. It's all core. There's a lot of shit going on over there. And of course, on the other end of it is the hottest show behind a paywall. That is right. It's Love Is Scary with Dr. Derek. And the doctor is in, and he is talking about shit that would make any normal, actually, it would make most deviants blush. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
And that's why we cannot play clips of it anywhere, because we get banned from everywhere. I've always said that the day that I'm done with this podcasting stuff, I'm just going to unleash Love Is Scary on the world and watch my empire burn.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
That's right. But anyways, you get those two shows, plus you get the Three Fat Nerds podcast, this show right here, and it's uncut, unedited, and uncooked every single week. You get bonus segments because we do a little bit of an open. We do a little bit where there's a break. It's great stuff. And of course, you get Horror Zone 607 early, and eventually we're going to add a little bit of that back behind the things to that as well, because Mike C thinks that we have some fun conversations, which we do before we go on air. And he's all right with it being uncensored on Patreon. You know, we got to throw it out there, brother.
I did listen to the 100th episode.
Well, thank you. Did you like it? I thought it was a lot of fun. So with that being said, though, there's all the information and more to hook us up. 8122, our patreon.com/8122productions. You can find that at 8122productions.com. I know, I'm just saying the same shit over and over again. But we got to get them plugs in. We got to get them bills paid. Got to pay them bills. Got to pay the telephone bills. Got to pay them all. Oh. Shit, oh. Destiny's Child broken. My bad. All right. Are you guys ready? Are you ready to visit this week's news?
Yes.
It's time for this week's nerd news. That's right. We got nerd news this week, and we got quite a bit of news, actually, this week. A lot of opinion pieces, but we're going to open up with some sad news for some people. I know we had to console Derek about this. This past week, we have lost a member of the nerd family. He is one of the OG nerds from television. Of course, I'm talking about Screech Powers from Saved by the Bell. Dustin Diamond has passed away at the age of 44. This time it's for real. Yep. not like the rumored one before that most people thought, but this is definitely real. Diesel, would you like to say some words about your hero? Well, only behind Corey Feldman, Dustin Diamond.
Oh. Yeah, this one sucks. I was reading something with Mark Prolegossler put out there. And, like, you know, they all had their falling out with this Dustin Diamond. And it kind of sucks when you see the real side of it where, you know, people were on the outs with each other and they'll never have the chance to
reconcile.
So, yeah, this is a rough one. I love the character Samuel Powers from Saved by the Bell. Like, he was the heart of the show. And this one hurts. And plus, I was a fan of his other works, like Celebrity Boxing, where he fucked up Rorschach.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes. But anyways, he was a very troubled individual. So, I mean, unfortunately, you know, sometimes you look back and you say there's certain things are for the best.
Yeah.
And in recent years, I do believe, you know, this might be a blessing in disguise, unfortunately, but, it does suck. So condolences go out to his friends, family, and fans. And, definitely will be, he's a big member of the nerd community miss, whether you've liked him as a person or not, let's be honest, his work will live on forever. Yeah. So, with that, always hard to transition, but we're going to transition in...
Not for him.
Not for him.
Oh.
He didn't get any of them.
He would have won Rochester's Dirty Man of the Year award.
I'm sure he would have. And I'm sure he would like us to transition even. So, with that being said, the Snyder Cut. Yeah, that Snyder Cut. You know, ad nauseum, Snyder Cut. We finally have a release date. It looks like the release date is March the 18th. Of 2021, so we're not far away from it now, about a little over a month as we record, and we'll finally have the Snyder Cut. And as we know now, it will be released in its entirety. Originally, it was going to be chopped up, but it will be in its entirety. It's 4 hour and 30 minute glory or some shit like that.
Awesome.
So, and it's a whole new movie, let's be honest. So, guys, are you guys still excited? Or where are you guys at, knowing that we're about a little over a month away for the Snyder Cut?
I am still more excited for March 11th, the return of potatoes at Taco Bell. But yes, I do want to watch this.
Oh, I'm way more excited for March 31st and the pushback of Godzilla Kong. But
woohoo!
Anyways, continue. Sorry.
I'm going to start it off by watching the Ultimate Edition of Batman vs. Superman.
Ah.
So it's going to be like a 16-hour day.
Yes.
Diesel, you have a famous line. What is that about nerds and their time?
Way too much time on your hands. Too much money and way too much time.
If Diesel had that much time, hashtag the ritual would be happening a lot more. Just throwing that out there. Although you could hashtag the ritual, the Batman v Superman, I guess. Gal Gadot doesn't do it for you? How about Ben Affleck?
In the beginning. When he's running around.
No, let's be honest. Henry Cavill's the heartthrob of that film.
True story. And that they didn't have to edit out a bad mustache there. So we're good. All right, so that brings us to another big news for myself, and I know Ron is a fan, and actually I think Diesel's a slight fan of this as well. Cloverfield! It was announced this week that Cloverfield is getting a proper sequel, like a big theatrical, well, whatever you want to call it now, sequel. It will be a direct sequel. The only things that they have confirmed so far is that it will be a direct sequel to the original movie, so it'll be the aftermath. And also, it will not be found footage style, so it'll be shot like a movie. So it'll be different in that aspect. I always loved the original Cloverfield. It was one of the few found footage movies that I thought was done well. Yes, I understand shaky cam, but it worked out actually in that case because that led to some of the, you know, those moments of terror, if you will. And I hope they don't erase Cloverfield Lane. 10 Cloverfield Lane, we talked about it in Horror Zone. I know you heard that. Yeah. I love 10 Cloverfield Lane. I think it's one of the best movies ever. I understand it's only a Cloverfield movie for the last 10, 15 minutes. However, the first part, that thriller, that psycho thriller, is amazing. John Goodman's the man. That's all I'm going to say. Guys, how you guys feel about more kaiju coming to the big screen with Cloverfield 2?
Sadly, the only movie I've seen of this franchise is 10 Cloverfield Lane.
And that's not sadly, by the way. That is not sadly. That movie is phenomenal. Yeah.
I might be the winner because I have to get forced to watch the Cloverfield Paradox. So I think I might be the winner.
Yeah, don't watch Cloverfield Paradox.
I only watched it because it was released after the Super Bowl.
Yes, and they did that commercial for it.
And so I watched it. I'm like, oh, that was something. The Super Bowl, I think, was enjoyable. More enjoyable than that, but I can't remember. But I'm fine with it. I hope it... You know, let's do it. And I made the joke in the chat about it being, it's going to be shot normal because it's going to be Clover versus King versus God.
Well, I would not be surprised if they don't enter the Cloverfield monster into the Monsters universe that they've built so far. The Monarch universe, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it would share in common John Goodman.
Yeah. I'm good with it.
There we go.
But it could be one. Oh, he died.
Yes, he did. But still.
But he could have a twin brother. That's crazy.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly. There's ways around this, my friend. Where there's a will, there's a way. Speaking of where there's a will, there's a way, we know the Matrix movie's coming out later this year. Matrix 4 is what it was working out. The Wachowski siblings, correct still? Or is it Wachowski sisters?
I think it's
either way.
The Wachowski them.
Yes. The Wachowskis. There you go. This is the Wachowskis. The Wachowskis are going to be the writing and directing this one. So it is the direct sequel. There is another spinoff movie that is related, by the way, coming out, I do believe, in 2022 is when that's coming out. But this one will be coming out. This is bringing back everybody. We already knew about that. Keanu Reeves is going to return as Neo. And some of the questions were, hey, Neo dies at the end of Matrix Revolutions. Well,
spoiler. Gee, I haven't watched it yet.
So that's the movie so old. If you didn't watch it, that's on you. Anyways, with that being said, we have gotten maybe a clue of how he's coming back because they have dropped the title is leaked. And I say quote unquote leaked because the way this sounds like it leaked, it sounded like it was one of those, oh, oopsie, we let it slip moments. Ha ha ha. It is now known the title will be The Matrix Resurrections. So that is the title of The Matrix 4, which goes in line with everything else because they had Matrix, The Matrix Revolutions, and what was the... All of them have had an S at the end, which is strange. Resurrections is now an S at the end. There's Revolutions, and I can't remember the other one.
Wow, I'm brain farting on this one, too. Matrix.
Reloaded.
Yeah, that didn't have an S. That was an Ed. S. It's an Ed. But Revolutions had an S at the end. And Resurrections have an S. But they're all ours, too. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, though, how are you guys feeling about... I mean, we already figured there was going to be a resurrection for this Matrix movie, but how are you guys actually officially feeling about Matrix Resurrections?
I can't wait. Reloaded and Revolutions really sucked, but I cannot wait for this. And, you know, we already knew that Neo wasn't the first Neo. It was, what, the 17th iteration of Neo?
Yes.
So they failed a bunch of times.
So, just give me more Neo doing gun time stuff, and I'm happy.
Bullet time?
Bullet time, yeah. I'm going to love this time of year.
So next up, we got some wonderful Disney Plus Falcon and Winter Soldier news as we got the concept art for the outfits of some of the people who are playing in the show. Of course, obviously the Falcon, obviously the Winter Soldier, which both look, the Falcon looks pretty badass. Gotta be honest, that Falcon outfit is pretty badass.
I did like that.
I mean, the Winter Soldier looks like the Winter Soldier, let's be honest. But then the two other characters, we have John F. Walker in his U.S. agent suit.
Oh yeah, that's
which right. looks pretty cool. I mean, it's not bad. If you didn't see it, you guys can look this up. It's all over the place. We got it for comicbook.com. But the one that's most interesting to everybody is Baron Zemo, which we knew Baron Zemo was going to be in the show. It's not like they were hiding that, but I kind of dig the look.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool. I'm kind of with it.
Finally get the mask.
And how are you guys feeling about these announcements and now getting you to lay your eyes on Baron Zemo?
I've been excited for Baron Zemo. There was some like teaser that came out a while ago with the actor that plays him, and it was like, I can't wait. Like, I thought he was great in Civil War. And to finally see him with a mask and all that, I'm super excited.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. It's one of the better villains in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it played just enough in to leave us with wanting more. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's out of everything.
No, I'm with you.
He was the one who actually defeated the Avengers.
He did.
He broke them up.
And now we get to see what else he gets to do.
It's going to be pretty cool. Can't wait to see where this goes. I'm in. I'm all in. And speaking of something I'm all in, Disney Plus has announced something new in Marvel, the Marvel world, the Marvel series world. The Black Panther is getting its own spinoff Marvel series on Disney Plus called Kingdom of Wakanda. And guess what? Our good friend, I would say, because we love his work, Ryan Coogler is in charge of this one.
Yeah.
So Ryan Coogler made a statement about it and said, "We look forward to learning, growing, and building a relationship with audience all over the world through the Disney platforms. We are especially excited that we will be taking our first leap with Kevin Feige, Luis Esposito, Victor Alonso, and their partners at Marvel Studios, where we will be working closely with them on select MCU shows for Disney+. We're already in the mix on some projects that we can't wait to share." Ryan Coogler said that on behalf of Proximity Media. And there's not tons talked about right now about this. Obviously, just announced. I think this is pretty awesome. Cannot wait to see this.
Yeah, everything Coogler does turns into gold. So this will be great.
Absolutely. You got anything to add, Ron?
No, you guys hit on the nose with that one.
I mean, listen, there's not much to talk about. I mean, obviously, it sucks that we do not have Chadwick Boseman anymore, but it's nice to see that they're moving in a direction with the property that sounds really cool, and having Ryan Coogler in charge and Proximity Media doing the thing. I think this is the best way to go about it. I love all things about it.
And be able to flesh out Wakanda as a whole is pretty
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely, because it sounds like they're telling multiple stories, and they're going to build Wakanda as a wonderful world, which I've said this before. One of my things is the first thing in Black Panther that really made me like jaw drop was seeing Wakanda.
Yeah.
Like the actual immersion of how amazing they make Wakanda look. And seeing it on screen, you know, I've seen it in comic book for years, but you know, I never thought in a million years it would look as great as it did on the screen. So I can't wait to dive into that world just slightly more.
And like a few episode arc just on M'Baku will be badass.
Oh man, I love M'Baku. You know, so
glad they didn't use his original name.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things we're glad they didn't use. Guess what though? We know we are glad. We are glad for Coming to America. That's right, the number two. You heard us talk about the teaser trailer, but guess what? Prime did us another solid, and they hit us with a full-length trailer for Coming to America. And I was excited from the teaser trailer. I am further excited because now we got to see for the first time what Tracy Morgan's doing in this movie. We got, oh my God, we've got a cast. This cast is a who's who. We got Wesley Snipes as the villain. We, of course, have Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy back. We've got everybody, man. They've got the whole cast back from the original that they could get. Like, they got his wife back. They got his, you know, there's just so much good stuff going like that. Where do you start? Where do you get? Did you check out the trailer, Diesel?
Yep.
How did you feel about it?
It looks great. I can't wait to watch this. I'm definitely going to have to do a rewatch of Coming to America because it's been a year since I've seen it, but yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm going
to
tell you what, it's dated by look, but it's still hilarious. I watched it about 3 weeks ago. And it's still hilarious because there's just scenes in there that still ring true today. Like, it's weird seeing New York like it was in the 1980s and not cleaned up and Disneyfied, if you will. Yeah. But at the same point in juncture, like, the attitude of New York has never changed. So the scene where he's on the street and he's like singing, and then everybody starts yelling "fuck you" to him, and he's like, "Yes, fuck me, yes, yes." It is so good because you can see that happening in New York now. Yeah. And then of course, Sexual Chocolate, ladies and gentlemen, Sexual Chocolate. I hope Sexual Chocolate makes a return. I don't know if Arsenio can still has the singing in him, but it'd be great. Not that the singing was great, let's be honest, but I don't know, but I hope so. I was actually super impressed to see Arsenio doing character work. It's been a while since we've seen Arsenio do stuff, and he looked good. He looks like they picked up right where they left off. This was one of those ones that they were trotting around the bases in the Eddie Murphy alleged retirement lap, if you will.
Yeah.
And I know that we're supposed to end up with Beverly Hills Cop finally as well, because his final lap was allegedly Coming to America, the second Coming to America, then Beverly Hills Cop, a final Beverly Hills Cop movie into a few stand-up. Return to stand-up. And I know Netflix nailed him down for the stand-ups. And I do believe that the first one will be coming out this year. I'm not sure the time frame, because Netflix doesn't ever say time frames, but I am pretty sure it's coming out this year. They nailed them down to two of them for a shit ton of money, like Chappelle money, which I don't blame him, because everybody's wanting to see Eddie come back to stand up.
Yeah, but then he's going to do his final goodbye, Pluto Nash 2.
I don't think so, because like I said, his victory lap, pretty much I'm calling it his career victory lap, because that's how he's made it sound, is that he wanted to do the projects he wanted to do, man, and I'm in for it. I know that they were filming Coming to America at the same time they were filming the last Bad Boys movie.
Yeah.
And they had that amazing photo we talked about on the show where it was Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Tracy Morgan, Wesley Snipes, and Eddie Murphy. Awesome. And I think Arsenio was there as well. And it's just, that's just amazing, like, where we've come. So I'm loving all of it, man. I can't wait. This is one of those movies that I, like, this is up there with me wanting to see it with Godzilla and Kong as far as the near future movies that I need in my life. Because I've always been a fan of Coming to America. Sam Jackson's in Coming to America, too, as the homeless guy. So
awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to make a return. I hope so.
Well, that'd be awesome if he makes a cameo and he's still homeless.
I don't know. He's like a slumlord now.
Dropping a lot of MFers, man. A lot of them. So, you guys ready to talk some the last article? This is going to be some opinion pieces, because there's something that hit the inner tubes before we recorded. It's kind of interesting. So, as most people know, there is a there is an exact Instagram for one Flash Thompson on Instagram. Like, they've kept it around. They've kept it alive. They've leaked a lot of stuff through it. And today, well, it wouldn't be today. It was actually yesterday, according to this. They, of course, Spidey number one fan posted a picture. It was actually one of those that you can vote on.
Yeah.
And it's this or that. And it is a picture on for pros and cons. And our good friend Ned is on there. And it's not really it's not really important. But the fact that behind Ned's head, there is definitely looks like there's painted a orange cap. Well, if you're a fan of the comic books, you realize that the character of Ned, at one point in juncture in the comic books, is the Hobgoblin.
Yes.
And so the speculation is running wild on the internet. Is Spider-Man 3, which is all we're calling it currently, with its loaded cast of characters through the multiverse, could we be adding the appearance, the first appearance of the Hobgoblin? Thoughts?
Yeah, this will be pretty cool. You gotta do something. Ned is such a great best friend to Peter Parker. To see him like transition into a villain would be awesome. And I hope it's not just like a glimpse of Ned as a Hobgoblin in the multiverse. It's just like one version. No. We gotta see the Hobgoblin chasing through the multiverse.
Yeah. I mean, with Doctor Strange being part of it, I mean, it would explain the mask being stuck to his face and all that stuff, which I'm good with. I hope they do that part. And it's better than what they did with freaking Harry Osborn.
Yes. I agree. I'm going to say this. I have a fear, just like a lot of the other fears of this movie, that they've loaded up so much that it's not going to be what we hope for. And I have a fear that they're just going to kind of peek into the future, if you will, and find out Ned's is the Hobgoblin, which is going to be like impactful on Peter, of course, because obviously Peter will have this knowledge and Ned won't. So that would affect their relationship, which is one of those domino effects, and that's how you create the Hobgoblin in the future. I hope that's not it. I would prefer, like you said, somehow, some way, Peter upsets or disappoints Ned, And he ends up with the mask stuck to him. And all of a sudden, you know, Hobgoblin is kind of like an infection. You know, it's kind of like the Green Goblin. It's more like, you know, it changes you. You're not the same. And it plays on your pettiness. And it would play on that pettiness. And I hope they do that right. Because I would like to see more of that character. I love the Hobgoblin. I think that would be a great character to have as a villain, like for an original villain for this movie.
Yeah.
As we know, they're going to be going through the multiverse. And we've heard all the other actors coming back, whether it's Doc Ock or Electro or, you know, so many great actors coming back to portray what they were in a former universe. And I'm just hoping we still get that Spider-Man pointing at each other, like the meme, but yes. You get the three of them pointing at each other at one point in juncture, because that would be kind of funny. If they don't do that, I'm going to riot. And if there's a theater, I'm going to riot there. If not, I'm going to riot in my house, and my wife's going to be really mad that I break shit. Just saying. You know, that's the only bad part about, you know, being at home instead of the theater. When you riot, you break your own shit.
All right, well, let's say they do it, but it's in the credit scene. Are you fine with that, or do you need it to be in the actual meat and potatoes of the film?
Of which one? They point at each other? You know, I can do it in the credit scene. As long as I get to see it. I'm not that picky. But that means I'm going to be disappointed in whatever end credit scene if it's not. Because I think that's like the best of all worlds. I think you have to do that tongue-in-cheek. And it's a franchise that it lends itself to tongue-in-cheek. I also think that this should be the movie that we finally see Deadpool. Because we know Deadpool 3 is coming. But how great would it be if Deadpool makes his first appearance in a cameo in Spider-Man, like getting lost? Like, oh, sorry. I just want him to be lost.
Well, not even lost, just fanboying out.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Because that's the only reason why they hung out in the comics, is because he was a fanboy. Like, that's
all. No, you have to have Spider-Man save him, and that's where he falls in love.
I like it.
Like, he's going to get hit by a car. He doesn't know it's Deadpool, and that he'll survive it. He swings down, saves him, and then, you know, classic Deadpool is like, oh, he just plays a little like the woman in distress and falls in love and just, yeah.
Put Deadpool, the wig over the Deadpool mask, and like a bad dress.
Oh, Lord.
I can just see it.
Well, that's going to take us out of the news this week. Because we're running up against time restraints and people being tired because we're doing it later in the week, we're going to cut out the Dungeon Master Corner. Trust me, it will be back next week. But we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to go right into the main event of the evening, Diesel's movie, Triple Stuff. So stay tuned to that. It'll be right back after this break.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan J.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour Podcast. And you're listening to the Three Fat Nerds Podcast.
You're falling apart, and you know it. You try and try to hide it, but you show it. I need you to know, I felt it too. And I'm still trying to figure it out, just like you. Just like you.
Welcome back to Diesel's movie Triple Stuff. Alright, top 5 this week we have number 5, Monster Hunter with $735,000.
Have they ever broke a million?
I think the first week they did, or just shy. Fourth place, The Marksman with $1.2 million. Wonder Woman 1984 with $1.3 million. The Croods sticking up there at number 2 with $1.8 million.
Making all that money.
And then debuting this week, The Little Things with $4.7 million.
Which is also on HBO Max. My mom has watched it.
Yeah, it looks
pretty. Liam Neeson is the star of that.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. It's got a decent cast to it.
Yeah, I might check it out. Once again, it's on HBO Max. If you have HBO Max, check it out. It was one of the ones that went to theater and Max in the same time. So there you go. Diesel.
Not to be confused with the Max in Bayside.
That's true. But this is HBO Max.
Well, we're talking the Peacock Max.
No, you don't get Max on the Peacock. It's just the Peacock.
Yeah, but in the show, they go to the Max.
Yes, that's fine. But it's the network is just the Peacock. I think it's just Peacock. I don't even think there's a the.
They should have just shortened it up.
To pee?
No. All right. This week, in honor of the passing of Dustin Diamond, this week's top 3 is your top 3 television nerds.
Oh, man, this is a tough one. I'm sure we're going to pick a lot of the same because there's so many great ones. All right, so at number three, I'm going to go old Skizzy Yule on it, and I'm going to go with Doogie Howser, M.D. Only in TV can one man become the biggest nerd and also the representative of every man's desires to be all that is man, if you will, and also in real life be a wonderful husband and father. It's amazing. I give it up. MPH is the best.
Yeah, it was.
Number two on this list. Man, this work is like hard for me, because there's so, like I said, there is so many great ones, and I don't want to leave anybody off. I'm not gonna put the deceased Dustin Diamond there though. Sorry, I'm not gonna pick Dustin Diamond for this one. For this one, man. I mean, I know who my number one is. That's the problem, and then I'm like trying to fit in my number two. It's going to be weird, but I'm actually going to go, and I mean, I know he wasn't nerdy, but I'm going to go with Frasier.
Okay, yeah.
Because he wasn't nerdy, but he was the smartest man. It was like the smart, intelligent show. He was the smartest man on TV. I've always liked the Frasier show. I'm going to go with Frasier. And number one, of course, for mine is good old Jaleel White, Urkel himself. Hike up them pants and do the Urkel, if you will. I love Urkel, I hope we get that Family Matters reboot sooner than later,
because
I would really like to see. I know he's game for it. I'd love to see an all grown up Stephen Urkel, or Stephen Urkel, if you will, getting it done. I don't know if I want to see Stefan though.
Oh, you have to see Stefan.
Remember when Laura discovered that she was not in love with Stefan, but Steve?
Oh, what a twist.
That was where everybody's heart grew 10 times that day. Anyways, Ron, what do you got?
I'm going with Abby Sudo in NCIS.
Okay.
Number three. Number two, or let's just say Leonard Hofstadter from The Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
I like the show. Sorry. I know you hated Diesel, but that's... fine.
Oh. That's his choice.
My choice, Diesel.
It's a story written by cool people, what they think nerds are like.
I agree. And number one, going with Carlton Banks.
There you go.
Carlton's a good
one. That's right, baby. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Oh, anyways.
Honorable mention. Oh God, what's his name? Happy Days. Richie Cunningham.
Yeah. He wasn't super nerdy, though. He hung out with the Fonz.
Yeah. Hey. He was super nerdy. The Fonz took him under.
Well, compared to the Fonz, everybody's super nerdy, okay? The Fonz could unsnap a bra with one hand. I mean, let's be honest. Hey.
The Fonz. Yeah, with just snapping his fingers.
And Potsy was more of a nerd than Richie.
And you know,
Richie had a dark side.
By the way, I want to point this out.
Richie killed his brother.
It was Happy Days and the Fonz. That is the reason why we have the term jumping the shark.
Yes.
Because remember, Happy Days was super popular until the episode where he was the water skier and he literally jumped the shark. And then everybody was like, oh, that's where they jumped the shark. And literally, that is where it comes from. So, hey, not only that, but who else is cooler than the Fonz? Hey.
Also responsible for giving us Mork and Mindy.
Which is amazing. There's zero to be mad at. And also, Joni loves Chachi.
Well, we don't talk about Joni loves Chachi.
Yeah, but we got Scott Baio.
That's true.
I don't care.
Then he would go on to be in better series.
Charles in Charge.
Scott Baio is great.
Scott Baio was a bad boy, and he was hilarious.
Who is the better 80s heartthrob, Scott Baio or Tony Danza?
Ooh,
I put you on the spot there.
Ooh. I think for 80s, since you clarified with 80s, you got to go with Baio. If you would have said 70s with Taxi, you go Danza.
Right, but I mean, I was going when they both had their own shows.
Yeah, no, I think...
Because by the time the 80s hit, they had Charles in Charge, and you had, whatchamacallit?
Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss? Why am I drawing a blank?
There's been so many brain...
But you know what I mean.
It's been a long week.
And in the 70s, they both were like sidekicks.
Yes. Yeah, I think Tony Danza was more of a heartthrob, though, in the 70s. Because he was a bit older in the 80s. And during the 80s, you had like Tiger Beat going on. So Scott Baio was featured a lot more than Tony Danza.
I also want to point out... Who's cooler? Tony Danza. He has a band named after him.
And Tony Danza needs to do a cameo in the next Spider-Man movie wearing the Spider-Man suit that he wore on his show. that showcases the luxuriousness.
He has that Robin problem from Batman 66.
All right. My top three, we're going to start, obviously, Dustin Diamonds and all of our honorable mentions. But we're going to go with Stuart Minkus from Boy Meets World.
Good picks.
I think he was the iconic nerd. From
And he went on to be a serial killer, I'm pretty sure.
No, he actually, he's reoccurred his role on Girl Meets World.
I know. I'm just saying that, like, in my world, he went on to be a serial killer.
On number two from Salute Your Shorts, Sponge.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
I was thinking about Salute Your Shorts. That was one of the ones I was tossing around in my head before I went with Frasier. I'm going to be honest with you.
And then number one, and you can watch this on Hulu now, from Freaks and Geeks, Martin Starr as Bill Havershuck.
Yeah, by the way, I want to point out, I was super excited to see that on Hulu.
Yeah. If I wasn't doing the rewatch of How I Met Your Mother right now, I would have been already done with it. Because I love me some Freaks and Geeks.
I watched it before it went off Netflix.
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
Yeah, so I watched it before then. I just restarted watching it. Such a good show.
I think my sister still has my DVD collection of season one of Freaks and Geeks. Or, as you will say, the series.
Yeah, the series of Freaks and Geeks. Oh,
such a good show. It is great. I will definitely be rewatching that soon.
And to think that all of them have gone on, well, for the most part, most of them have gone to have amazing Hollywood careers.
They all have had careers. In one
way or another, whether it was behind the camera or in front of the camera.
Yeah, I think they all got
it. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, everyone on that show
has gone on to have a great career, either, like I said, either in front or behind the camera.
And another rest in peace, last week, the girl who played Seth Rogen's girlfriend in that show, the Hermaphrodite, she passed away last week.
Oh, that sucks. So,
which was weird. I got double Freaks and Geeks news in the same week.
And not from that questionable website you go to. Oh.
Well, I should mention he got three.
And which one's a freak? What's a geek?
And it didn't burn after he peed, so he was fine.
Well, I mean, once again, if it always burns after you pee, how can you know, right, Diesel? Huh? Yeah. Big brain. Big brain. I know that that's where you were going with it.
There was definitely a lot of hanging brain that night. Oh. All right. This week, for my movie pick.
I don't feel good about that at all.
I do. I had to re-cleanse the palate because, I'm sorry, WandaVision just sucks. And I wanted to see a badass Wanda Maximoff. So, this week, I rewatched Endgame.
Awesome. So, Endgame, we all know it wasn't that long ago. It was April 22nd, 2019 for the Los Angeles Convention Center. Everywhere else got it opened on April 26th, 2019, so not that long ago. The runtime of an astounding 181 minutes.
Could have gone twice that.
Yeah, I would have been happy with that. It was based on The Avengers by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. Of course, the screenplay was done by Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely and directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, better known as the Russo brothers, and produced by the hand of God himself, Kevin Feige. Is starred. Listen, we can name the stars all day, but let's be honest. You already know who it stars. But Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner, Don Cheadle, Paul Rudd, Brie Larson, Karen Gillan, Danai Gurira, Benedict Wong, John Favreau, Bradley Cooper, Gwyneth Paltrow, Josh Brolin, and so many more.
I just want to point out, none of the people you listed were the surprise gets for WandaVision. The show sucks, and you should be ashamed if you like it.
Oh, well, I forgot to play on the main show just for the warnings.
So y'all need to have your kids, have your wife, and have your husband because they're raping everybody.
That's how you know this is not scripted, because we don't know when to put the warning. Anyways, and last but certainly not least, it was a budget of $356 million and made the record, the number one movie of all time at $2.798 billion.
Fuck on that, James Cameron.
Diesel, why did you pick Endgame? Besides what you already kind of said.
Again, I just needed a refresher of Wanda Maximoff as a badass, so I was like, you know, let me watch that end scene. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just rewatch this whole movie. And it was an enjoyable watch, and I loved every minute of it.
It's a great movie. Why wouldn't it be?
It's a great movie.
All right, you know what time it is.
It's time to play the game.
Lately, we've had a big toss-up back and forth between the two of you gents. Diesel is your reigning champion. After a hard-fought victory last week, it literally came down to the wire for once. So, with that being said, can Ron dethrone him? Of course, as you know, the game is played simply as this. It is Price is Right rules, unless we need the tiebreaker in the final one, which then it's closest to, period. Just so that way we don't have that problem. This is probably the highest rated movie we've ever done. Just so you gentlemen know, which I guess you guys already assumed that because it's Endgame. So with that be, and there's 2 points on this one because making it a little harder for y'all. So, and you can watch this now on Disney Plus currently. Anyways, Ron, you're the challenger. You get to go first. IMDb out of 10 with points involved. What did they give? Avengers Endgame.
I wish I cheated this week. 8.7.
Diesel.
Oh, no, it was higher than that. So we're going to go with an even 9.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are we both over?
You both suck. Busted. 8.4 out of 10.
Oh, IMDb, you can... they'd probably rate WandaVision high.
All right.
Nerd.
So if we have to have the double tiebreaker, Ron was closer on that one. So we have IndieWire next. This is out of 5 with points. Ooh, Diesel, what did they give out of 5 with points? IndieWire, what did they give Avengers Endgame?
What's IndieWire's political views?
Are they
left-leaning or right-leaning?
Well, I don't know.
Well, he said points, so we know it's not 5.
We're going to go 4.6.
Ron.
3.
Ron gets the points. It was 3.5 out of 5.
Oh, you people with your 70th percentile.
All right,
greatest
Ron.
Movie of all time.
Ron, for the win. The combined score from Rotten Tomatoes out of 100%, Ron.
Oh, God. Oh. I don't know where to go with this one. I really wish I cheated.
Oh, jeez.
This is why he doesn't tell me the name of the movies until it's too late, people. Because I would.
Why do you think I've been winning lately?
Which is fine. I just didn't guess it was going to be this movie this week. I was going to go after a documentary. 100%. I'll lose it here. 82.
82. 83. Wow.
I wanted to go defense. With 92.
I was trying to put the pressure on you for Bill, but you snuck in there. You get the points, Diesel. It's tied up going to the final one. 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I should have just gone with my 92. God damn it.
All right.
I couldn't remember.
All right. Here it comes. We're down to the last one. Diesel, to defend your crown. Google users, out of 100%, closest to this number, by the way, gets it. What did they give Avengers Endgame?
92%.
Ron.
93%.
All Google users are usually more generous.
And your winner.
Did you get it right on?
And new champion this week, Ron. The score was 95%, so you're closer. Good game. You guys came down to the wire this week. It definitely was the highest one. I'm glad they threw in some curveballs because those ones made it a lot more difficult.
We learned today that we cannot trust IndieWire because 3.5 out of 5 is 70%, and that is off.
We don't normally see IndieWire either, so and that was an interesting one.
With ratings like that, I don't see why we should see them.
No, I agree with you. With that being said, though, it's time to pay them bills. It's time to shill our shit. It's time for shameless plugs. That means if you can hear my voice, you know how to find us. But do your friends know how to find us? Do their friends know how to find us? It's simple. You tell them to type 3 fat nerds into any podcast provider search bar. By the way, newly, it took them forever to add us, newly on iHeartRadio podcast.
Oh, finally.
Really. It took them literally forever, but we're there finally. So now we are literally everywhere. And our Spotify is growing, by the way. So thank you if you're tuning in on Spotify. Make sure you smash the subscribe button on whatever podcast provider you're using so you get the show downloaded to you every week.
We're also on Facebook. Just type in that search bar, 3 Fat Nerds Podcast. You're going to find our page. You're going to like our page. You're going to comment, rate, review. Help us spread the word of nerd.
And, of course, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at 3 Fat Nerds Pod. Remember, for all the social medias, whenever talking about the show, use the hashtag 3FN.
And our email is 3fatnerdspod@gmail.com.
Make sure you're following us on Twitch, twitch.tv/607podcast. Every Thursday night, we do 607 TWS. That's right, the wrestling show live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself and Ken M. from the ODPH talking all things pro wrestling. Of course, you can hear that podcast right on this channel as well. And of course, so much more. We were playing Magic the Gathering Arena over there. We're doing pay-per-views and watch-alongs, all sorts of crazy shit over there. Make sure you're following us on twitch.tv/607podcast. Also, if you would like to support us monetarily, you can do that on Patreon. Patreon.com/8122productions. For as little as $1 a month, you get a ton of extra bonus content, including two exclusive shows, I Love Movies and Love is Scary with Dr. Derek. It's an amazing trip. You're going to want to hear it. Plus, you get the Three Fat Nerds podcast. This podcast right here comes to your ear holes early before anybody else. Plus, you get the uncut, unedited, and uncooked edition with extra bonus stuff. So it's always a fun time. And of course, you also get Horror Zone 607 a day early as well. For all that and more, for as little as $1, you can't go wrong. Patreon.com/8122productions.
Excuse me, did you say 8122productions?
I sure did.
As in HTTP:// 8122productions.com.
That's right, 8122productions.com for all things 8122 Productions. Check out what the Three Fat Nerds are up to. Check out Horror Zone 607. Check out 607 TWS. And more to come soon. Pretty soon our magic stuff will be on there as well. Plus, you'll also get stuff like events, because maybe, hopefully, in August, we'll be doing Sci-Fi Horror Fest. We already, all the vendor spots are sold out, unless more open up because, COVID lessens up. But as of right now, all of them are sold out. That is phenomenal. Hopefully, it goes on. Of course, we got CJ Graham coming. You know him as Jason from Friday the 13th, yes. Part 6. Also, we have another celebrity guest being announced in March. That's right, March. I will be taking part in the announcement of yet another celebrity for Sci-Fi Horror Fest. We're hoping it goes down on August 27th to 28th from Vernon Downs Casino. Go to sci-fihorrorfest.com for information. Pretty soon I'll have all that stuff up on the website. I'm just trying not to jinx stuff. That's the true story why I haven't quite put it there yet. I'm like, let's wait. Just so we don't jinx shit. Wait for it. Exactly. You can find out about our friends of the show. Like the bands you hear here. In the beginning of the show, you hear Shout at the Robots. Of course, you also hear Second Suitor during the show, Floodlands, and the Foss Fiends from Melbourne, Australia. Check out the links on our page. And also, look up their stuff on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Bandcamp to support them. They're awesome and they deserve it. And last but not least on the site, guess what? You can check out our local sponsors, but we love them so much, we're going to give them a shout out right here. And first of all, the people who provide us with the 8122 Production Studios. That's right, Dragon Master Games, located at 1235 Upper Front Street in Binghamton, New York. For all your Magic the Gathering needs, whether it's single, sealed, or whether it's not even Magic the Gathering, it could be Yu-Gi-Oh!, it could be Pokemon, it could be accessories, so much more. You can visit the website, DragonMasterGames.com. And of course, if you're in the 607 and want to find out the store hours or what's going on here, limited stuff, like not really events and stuff right yet because of COVID, but there's still free plays and stuff that go on here. Or people can play casually because we keep everybody safe and distant. You can find that out at Dragon Master Games on Facebook, like that page.
And thank you to Rex Tarod's Auto Detailing, located at 2004 North Street, Endicott, New York. To call for an appointment, call 607-644-3389. When you're ready to put the pride back in your ride, don't forget to tell them the Three Fat Nerds sent you.
And Ronald?
1 out of 10 stars. Named Titanic, but turns out to be an oversized love boat. Fictional romance story, dream, wrapping itself up in a true tragedy. Cameron goes to all the work on the details of the set and overlooks the time period. People in Sturge did not have the run of the ship. They were confined to the back of the part of the ship. They were not allowed in the middle or at the bow of the ship, which completely destroys DiCaprio's little "I'm king of the world." The movie should be commended on its set design, but not for the details of facts. If one is going to do it a time period piece, then the one should research the period. The true story of the Titanic would have been a better movie. It could have been a moving about humanity's arrogance and how nature put humanity in its place. It would have also shown how this tragedy should have never happened. They should have had enough lifeboats and had a round-the-clock radio operator. Titanic just sucks, people.
I want to point out, though, that the flaw in their King of the World thing is he was also conned his way into making people believe that he was an aristocrat.
Yeah.
So, that's how he got access to things. Because remember, he hung out with the Unsinkable there. And, by the way, Kathy Bates, fucking phenomenal. And remember, she allowed him to pretend that he was an acquaintance of hers.
Yeah.
So he could sneak in and gave him clothes even.
Yeah, he was a...
Come on, man.
He was a spry scoundrel. He could sweet talk his way into the front of the boat. And two, how does she know, he or she know how the things actually were? Was she on the boat? No, she wasn't.
He was just practicing Catch Me If You Can before that movie came out. By the way, Catch Me is a great movie.
Great
movie. Tom Hanks, great in that movie too. Yeah. With that being said, though, that brings us to the end of the show. Hope you guys had, I know it's a little abbreviated than normal, but of course, you know, like I said, we are based on a tight schedule this week due to everything going on. Next week, we will be back full force, full hog, if you will.
Whoa.
And Diesel will love that reference. That's right. And we will be back. And until then, I hope you guys had entertainment. We'll see you next week. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. And I only have one thing left to say for this week. That is, later, nerds.
Later, guys. Sorry to my Wednesday group that I did not make it there because we're recording.
West Side.
Titanic just sucks, people.
You're falling apart, and you know it. You try and try to hide it, but you show it. I need you to know, I felt it too. And I'm still trying to figure it out, just like you. Just like you. But you never did. You never took the time.